Assalamu alaikum, I'm Hiba.
And I'm Zaid.
You're listening to Diary of a Matchmaker,
a podcast that will take you into our world as matchmakers.
We'll share our experiences and offer advice for the single Muslim.
So let's dive in.
Bismillah.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. Welcome to another episode of Diary of a Matchmaker. My name is Zaid, and on the other mic is my wife and co-host Hiba.
Assalamu alaikum.
So we discussed before, not on the podcast, but between you and I, we've been discussing a lot about pacifism. Yeah. And how we keep seeing this as a recurring theme, or not just a theme, but as actually a big hindrance for people that are looking to get married here in the West. And I couldn't help but to think about our personal experiences when we were trying to get married. And were you passive? Was that something that was a hindrance?
Completely. I was completely passive.
Not much thought there.
Yeah. No, I was completely passive. But I think this is like the norm, like back home, like with Arabs, especially when talking about girls, this is the norm. You don't like, what are you going to do? Go out on the streets and say, I want to get married. Who wants to marry me? Like,
well, I mean, there are matrimonial apps. There's matchmakers. There are options.
So we, like, it's very, very rare to have a matchmaker now in the Arab world. Mm-hmm. And second of all, even if you're using one, it's something you don't want to boast about. It's something like awkward, kind of aib to mention.
And, yeah, I think you mentioned that before.
Yeah, and also matrimonial apps, websites, this is something very recent. We don't have matrimonial events or like all of that, all of those options we have here in the West. So there's really nothing you could do.
Also, I think it's is a difference in the way we're just programmed as girls and guys. Guys, we are more sexually driven, right? So obviously there's more of a need for us to get married and to satisfy our desires, of course.
No, believe me, we want to get married as well. Girls want to get married.
Right, but I mean, I don't think that, let's be honest here, you guys aren't as driven as guys are.
We are driven, but from a different angle. We are driven because our motivation is we want to start a family, we want to have kids, we want to have stability, not like the sexual incentive.
Right. Well, the reason I bring up the sexual incentive is because what we're seeing as matchmakers is the guys that are typically looking to get married are 19, 20, 21 years old, and the girls, for some reason, on average, are 32, 33, 34.
More than a 10-year gap.
Exactly. And I just keep thinking about why we have such a gap. And when I reflect upon when I was looking, alhamdulillah, I was proactive. I was, like I mentioned in previous episodes, that my search spanned about 9 years. So when we talk about pacifism, let's talk first about the girls. What is the number one reason girls are delaying marriage?
So when it comes to girls, there are a few reasons I can think of why they choose to delay marriage. And I think the number one would be is because they choose to treat marriage as a passive endeavor and focus their time and energy on education, on career, on growing their skills, volunteering, all of that, which are all important. But the thing is, if you focus all your time and energy on that and you think marriage will happen when it happens, then it's going to be too late later.
Right. And this is why we keep seeing girls approaching marriage in their 30s.
Yeah.
Because they've dedicated all their 20s into their bachelor's and master's, some cases post-master's training, things of that nature. And now they can't make up for all this time.
Yeah, and this is not something like we're making up. It's actually words we heard from clients and girls we've spoken to who come to us like at 32, 33, 34, even at some point at 37.
Right, and they're saying, now I'm just beginning my search.
Yeah, now I'm done with my master's. Alhamdulillah, I'm stable in my career, all of that. And now I'm ready for marriage. Well, guess what? Guys don't want someone that old.
Right. You're, and I don't mean to sound sexist, but your most, not attractive quality, but I would say your best tool is your youth.
Strong asset.
Strongest. Yeah, yeah. Your strongest asset, I guess I could say. Yeah. It's not your education. It's not your career. It's not the all the accolades you've achieved in your life. It is actually your age and your youth.
Yeah. You know, we're going to tell you things here on this podcast that you're not going to hear from other places and other content creators. We promised we're going to be honest and transparent and clear. Yeah. And we're not going to try to sugarcoat anything just to make the listener feel good about themselves. Yeah. This is the truth. We're exactly. coming from that world. This is what we're witnessing on day-to-day basis. Yeah. Guys and girls think very differently. To you, being successful and educated and achieved, like, this is so important. But to guys, it really doesn't make a difference. To most yeah. guys, at least to most guys.
Yeah, to most guys. And to add to that, I feel, and I don't know, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel there's a certain level of shame that's coming towards girls that are looking to take a traditional role, right? That, oh, no, don't do that. Now, you know, go get your education, be financially stable.
You want to be his slave, stay at home.
You want to be, like, no, I wouldn't say slave, but that's a bit of an extreme word. But there, I feel that there is some sort of shame associated with the word housewife.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's not the case. Because you know, there's nothing more noble than taking care of your husband and children.
Yeah. Actually, it is the most difficult job on the world, in the world.
It's 24/7, 365, right?
And like, you're bringing up the next generation who are going to lead the ummah and like bring good to this world, right?
Exactly.
So your husband goes to work or whoever. They go to work. They're done with their work at a certain time. They come back. Now it's relaxed time.
Exactly.
You're doing exactly the opposite.
And now, girls, don't get us wrong. We're not, you know, downplaying the value of getting an education career. Khadija radiallahu anha has one of the best examples we have of a businesswoman who was able to find that balance. So these things are important. I'm not downplaying the value of getting an education. Getting an education is very important, but that should not conflict with getting married.
And also, education is something you can pursue while being married. Right?
Exactly. They're not mutually exclusive.
And that's something that we don't hear often. Like, you have to be done with your education, start a career, maybe be stable in your career before you can think about marriage. Like, right. This might be more true to guys, for guys, yeah. because they're responsible financially, right?
For girls, I feel like it's an insurance plan. Like, if things don't work out, then at least I have my career in education. And there's some truth to that.
Yeah, because marriages break and then she finds herself on her own. So we understand the pressure that society plays and the culture plays, but yeah. we got to fix this problem from its roots.
Right. Marriage, I mean, we could say this over and over again, marriage should not be considered something later in life. And it's definitely not some sort of, there aren't these like superficial checkboxes that make you ready for marriage.
If you ask any matchmaker, their database will be filled with women in their mid to late 30s and not enough guys in that category. And yeah. like now this has become, in the beginning we were like, are we doing something wrong? Why are we attracting this category specifically? And yeah. after speaking to different matchmakers, people in the industry, if I can call it industry,
yeah.
we discovered that no, this is the norm.
It's amazing how much what you were sharing right now conflicts with our religion.
Right.
Right, that when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would help, you know, male and female companions try to get married, there was never these superficial expectations. The objective, and we see this over and over again when we do our research for our workshops and we dive into the seerah, the main thing that we keep seeing over and over again is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would always make the path to marriage easy.
Mm.
And when we start putting cultural expectations and requirements, and I think we talked about culture in a previous episode, that's when we start seeing delays in marriage. That's when we start seeing problems come up. And so remember, the conditions for nikah are just are five. It's, what is it? Wali, mahar, bride and groom, witnesses and
proposal and acceptance.
Proposal and acceptance. That's it.
So what do you mean with culture here? Why do you think culture hinders women from getting married?
So I think culture hinders that. So when I say culture, I also mean whether it's the culture we've from our parents, right, from back home, or the Western culture, which is get an education, get your career, things like that, those cultural expectations. And that is taking precedence over marriage.
So you think that parents are pushing their daughters not to pursue marriage before they're educated?
I see that a lot in South Asian families. A lot in South Asian families. I don't know, at least when I was trying to get married, there was a lot of pressure put on girls to finish their education first. Don't let things compromise. Don't compromise your education. And so there is that pressure that I've seen over and over again.
That's so strange, because in our culture as Arabs, it's the mother who's always worried about her daughter. She's getting old, she's not getting married, and she starts going to weddings and all of that, and sends her daughter to weddings, dress well, look nice, and inshallah you're gonna find a husband. And I don't know, maybe Arabs
here. It's like a marketing campaign.
Maybe Arabs here in the West, it's different, but at least this is what I grew up but no, I wasn't pushed to go to weddings because you could never pay me enough to attend a wedding.
You don't like dressing up and...
No, I like staying in my PJs with, I don't know.
With your coffee.
I love coffee. Jacob's. Anyone's listening who know Jacob's coffee, they would understand what's so great about it.
Yeah, it tastes like dirt. Anyways, but what is another reason girls are delaying marriage?
Maybe they are afraid.
I think the fear factor is definitely there. I mean, there's so many horror stories of people getting divorced and, abusive relationships, things like that. But, did we discuss divorce in a previous episode?
Yes. Or is
it, okay. So anybody who heard that episode would know that the number one reason for divorce isn't all those horror stories. It has nothing to do with all of that stuff, abuse, neglect, and things like that. It's just simply incompatibility. Mm. And you can find a compatible spouse in your 20s. You don't have to wait for that. Yeah. That doesn't have to happen in your 30s. Yeah. So again, we can't stress this enough. Make marriage a priority. It's not something that should come far down your checklist. You know, once doctor, house, and this more so applies with guys, and we'll get to guys in another episode. But it should be a number one priority.
Yes.
In your 20s.
Yeah. Your 20s are your biggest advantage. And believe me, after a certain age, it becomes really hard. It's
really
not
hard.
Impossible, but becomes really hard. Because guys are looking for younger girls. And like we said, we might come off as politically incorrect, as harsh. We don't mean to insult anyone. I mean, when we got married, Zaid, I was over 30 and a few months.
Yeah.
So I guess I got lucky, but I wouldn't advise anyone to take the same risk, right?
Right. And to add to that, you know, we're living in an age where there are so many options and ways to get married. You know, if we were talking about the 70s or 80s when there was no internet, no apps, nothing like that, it'd be a different conversation. But now we got so many, you know, matchmakers are everywhere. Matrimonial websites, there are so many different halal avenues, so the excuses are very small.
Yeah, now a lot of people might have a negative outlook on apps, and that is justified, and we're gonna talk about matchmaking apps later, inshallah, in a separate episode.
Yeah, but just generally speaking,
whatever you can do, take initiative, be proactive,
right.
Because it's going to take time to find that right person.
Exactly, get involved with the masjid, involved, put in the word with family and friends. Just continue putting in the work, because you can't put your faith in Allah without also tying your camel too. They go hand in hand.
Exactly. So this is for our ladies in this episode. The next episode, inshallah, we're going to discuss the reasons why guys delay marriage. Because even though we mentioned a lot of guys are pursuing marriage in their early 20s, even at 19, there are also a lot of guys who are choosing to delay marriage.
Yeah.
So we're going to address that, inshallah, in the next episode. But Let us know in the comments, why do you think ladies postpone marriage? Are we way off, or do you have other reasons you think they might be delaying marriage?
Yeah, and I'd love to read some comments about that.
We hope we didn't insult anyone or bore anyone. And till next episode, inshallah.
All right. Assalamu alaikum.